Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. Representative Fenton, did you get a chance to review the minutes?
Madam Chair, I did, and I move the minutes of May 17th.
Representative Fenton moves the minutes of May 17th, 2015. Any changes or discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay?
No.
Minutes are approved. I move the calendar for the day, Monday, May 18th, 2015.
Madam Chair?
Representative Hortman.
Madam Chair, I'd like to add six proposed bills to the calendar for the day for Monday, May 18th. They are four transportation bills on the general register and two capital investment bills that are on the general register. And the purpose for doing this would be to create a vehicle that we could do the Highway 53 bonding that we were going to do on the House floor yesterday in Senate File 1647 until we learned that we need a House file to put the Highway 53 bonding language on. And Madam Chair, this would have the added advantage, and I already have the amendment drafted to any of these bills to do the Highway 53 project. It would have the advantage of getting that out of the way. We intended to take care of it yesterday, and it would not require 81 votes. So it would be a 68 vote total to move that project. So, Madam Chair, I would move to add on the general register items 19, 33, 70, 72, 75, and 78. And I can tell you what the House file numbers are, and I have an extra copy of the general register for the chair. Madam Chair, that it would be House files 1732, 1163, 1164, 610, 621, and 622. And if we put these on, if we don't need them, we don't have to use them, but we can figure out which is the most appropriate vehicle in case very much later this evening to complete some kind of an arrangement to get the session done on time, since this was intended to be completed yesterday, we could get it done.
Thank you, Representative Hortman. Did you want to, is there an official motion I move House file, or do I just go with the laundry list that you just read? Want to read the reread the motion, Mr. McCormick?
I'm sure the motion is to add to the proposed calendar for the day House File 1732, House File 1163, House File 1164, House File 610, House File 621, and House File 622.
Okay, well, I think we've all got the motion. Members, I would encourage a no vote on this. What we can do, though, is we can go into recess. We don't have to adjourn, and so we can get a chance to look at these, and if there's a need to come forward, we're a little short on time, but if there's a need to come forward, I'd be happy to look at these in the meantime. And as far as any bonding, I believe that both of these provisions that are on the proposed calendar for the day could potentially be used. I'm not sure on that. I can get clarification on that. But I would like an opportunity to look at the other bills before we go ahead and put them on the calendar. So, members, I would encourage a no vote at this time.
And, Madam Chair, I don't know whether I'll be able to persuade you or not, but I know that the Speaker or the Pro Tem chooses the bills to pick up. And so should we put these on the calendar for the day right now and the majority decides they don't want to move on them, you're no worse off. They drop off the calendar for the day when we adjourn at midnight. And so you have them if you need them, and we get crunched for time later.
Like, and again, Representative Portman, like I said, we can always come back. We'll just go and I'm fine to go in recess, and we can always come back if necessary. Any other discussion? All those in favor of the Hortman motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
No. The motion does not prevail. Let's see. Next, we have to go to... Oh, I will renew my motion to move the calendar for the day Monday, May 18th, 2015. Yes. Any discussion to that? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion does prevail. Now we need to go through a series of resolutions that we traditionally do at the end of session, and I do have staff here to go forward with them. I will start with I will move to adopt 2015 R1. Are these in order? R10A. What's that? Mr. McCormick, could you explain?
I'm sure we typically adopt a resolution on facilities stating house control of facilities. This one is written slightly different than normal in certain areas because of the construction. We have added phrases like on line 8 where we say to the extent practicable during ongoing construction, the house chamber and other facilities shall be set up and made ready. On line 11, we say those rooms, if available, may be reserved for use by others. And finally, we add a sentence at the end stating that the house chamber in the Capitol building shall be made usable for all legislative purposes during the 2016 legislative session.
Questions? Representative Portman?
Thank you, Madam Chair. My understanding is if it's not available because of the construction, then this would not apply.
Mr. McCormick?
Madam Chair, members, if the construction doesn't let us get in there, then we won't be getting in there.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
If the construction doesn't let us get in there, we won't be getting in there. If it becomes an argument or a discussion, this states a sense of the House that we have an explicit promise that this chamber will be made available for use by us. If it becomes a discussion, the chief clerk, who usually leads these discussions, can say, the House representative supports my position that you must make the chamber available. And that's why we adopt these at the end of session.
Madam Chair.
Representative Portman.
My point just being in line 8 where it says, to the extent practicable, that lets us out if we need to meet and it's not habitable. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Representative Freiberg?
Well, I guess I don't necessarily read it that way. Lines 14 and 15, it says the House chamber in the Capitol shall be made available for all legislative purposes during the 2016 legislative session. I mean, if it's not available at that point, then it seems like it would be cumbersome to, you know, this would require it to be made available for us, and it seems like it might be preferable to have some sort of alternate.
Mr. McCormick?
I'm sure members, the two sentences there have different time frames. On line 8, we're talking about from now throughout the interim when construction is at its peak. To the extent practicable, these will be made available. It's not likely, but suppose that in September a room is made available and we have a use for it, this says it shall be made available. The last sentence is defined in time to the 2016 legislative session. There we're telling our contractors they shall make it available.
Representative Freiberg.
Yeah, I guess I did understand that. It just seems like it might, you know, it could be the case that even by March 8th of 2016 it's still not available. It seems like it might be desirable to have some flexibility at that point, and this doesn't seem to give that.
Any other questions? Seeing none, all in favor of adoption of the R10A amendment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion is adopted. I move to adopt 2015 R11.
Madam Chair, members, this is one of mine. This is the standard journal resolution allowing the chief clerk to correct the journal after you guys go home.
Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor of the R11 resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion is adopted. I move the R12 resolution on parking. Mr. McCormick?
Madam Chair, this asserts control by the House of all of its parking lots and parking facilities.
Members, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion is adopted. I move to adopt the 2015 R15 resolution on tuition. Mr. Reinholtz is here to explain. Thank you, Mr. Reinholz.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Jim Reinholz, House Controller. Madam Chair, this resolution it has been done for the last two bienniums at least, and what it's asking is just to suspend the House policy that allows for tuition reimbursement for staff. The budget that was adopted by Rules Committee for 16-17 did not have any funds available for that, so this just implements that budget.
Members, any questions? Representative Pinto.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So this is to reimburse for tuition for courses related to the work that the staff does, as opposed to, I guess, like sort of outside, you know, like getting some kind of degree. But, I mean, I guess I'm just trying to understand what this is about.
Mr. Reinholz.
Madam Chair, Representative Pinto, the House does have a policy that does allow for reimbursement for degrees if that relates directly to their position, a permanent policy. This really is suspending that. As the second line there says, it does not affect technical training conferences, seminars, and some other mandated work. But this just allows it to be directed specifically for those items and not for the tuition reimbursement.
Representative Pinto.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And so I just want to understand, it says this policy does not affect technical training, et cetera. It says that they are sponsored by the House and made available to employees. With technical training not sponsored by the House, can people under this resolution, our staff, still be reimbursed for tuition for technical training conferences that are outside technical training conferences?
Mr. Reynolds?
Madam Chair, Representative Pinto, yes.
Excuse me. Any other questions, members? Seeing none, all those in favor of the R15 resolution on tuition, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion is adopted. I move to adopt 2015 R16, the resolution on salary holdback / paid hours conversion, and Mr. Reinholz will explain this one as well.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, the House adopted a policy over a decade ago that new employees would be on a payroll system in which they're held back one paid payroll on their check, which is a standard system for most operations. The House previous to that actually paid people at the very last day of the payroll cycle, which that created a lot of duplicate effort for both budget and accounting and HR. We have had a voluntary conversion system in the House like for over a decade, and what it does is allow employees to get a paycheck out of comp time, vacation time, and non-paid time, and then convert over to the holdback. This one, the difference here would be from what we have had in previous most sessions would be on lines 23 and 24. There's less than 20 employees right now that are on the immediate payroll system. We're asking that those 20 employees convert over the next 2 years.
Any questions, members? Representative Joachim.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Would this, if somebody does voluntary to move to the pay period where you're paid after you're 2 weeks out, then is there going to be a gap in a paycheck then when they make the conversion?
Mr. Reinholz?
Madam Chair, Representative, there's not, if they choose, they can choose to use, to convert, we call it, into a paycheck, either comp time, their unpaid or extra holiday pay or their vacation pay. And most employees choose to do that when they've made that conversion. So they have the option of just taking unpaid time. The vast majority of them have converted comp time and vacation time.
So
they do not lose a paycheck.
Okay.
Representative Joachim?
Madam Chair, thank you. If they choose not to use that comp time, is one of the options that they could lose a paycheck?
Mr. Reinholz?
Madam Chair, they could go through a cycle without a paycheck if they choose not.
If they choose. All right, thank you.
Representative Bernardi, do you have a question?
Madam Chair, I just, can you explain why, I just want to understand this holdback
they got hired without having this as part of their provision, and then now we have to convert it. I just was wondering.
I think it's an old system. Or Mr. Reinholz?
Madam Chair, when the House changed over to requiring new employees to move onto a holdback, they also then created this system to allow and encourage current employees to choose to do that by converting pay into equivalent of a check from vacation or comp time.
Any other questions? Okay. Any other questions, members, or discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the R16 amendment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion is adopted.
Madam Chair.
Representative Albright.
I'd like to move the 2015-R19A amendment. I would ask Mr. Reinholz to explain it.
Representative Albright moves the R19A resolution on compensation of House employees. Kelly Knight is here to explain.
Madam Chair, members, what you have before you is the resolution on compensation of House employees. To walk through it, effective January 1, staff who have been employed from January 31st of 2015 up until January 1 of 2016 will be eligible for a merit increase of anywhere from 0 to 4% with the merit pool for the department being 3.5%. In addition to that, it also instructs me to increase the maximum for the salary ranges by 2%. In addition to that, this same merit increase is repeated effective January 1 of 2017.
Any questions, members? Representative Joachim.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was wondering, Kelly, sorry, why excluding research assistants?
Ms. Knight.
Madam Chair, members, research assistants are law clerks, are students that work in-house research, and they, as student interns, what happens is when they achieve another year in school and they are essentially rehired, they get a bump at that point in time. So it's all based on their tenure. So that's why they're excluded from that.
Representative Joachim.
Madam Chair, Ms. May, so that means that would be nonpartisan research assistants then.
Ms. Knight?
Madam Chair, members, yes, that is correct.
Any other questions? Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the R19A amendment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion is adopted.
Madam Chair.
Representative Albright.
I'd like to move the 2015-R20 amendment.
Representative Albright moves the R20 amendment. Mr. Reinholz, Resolution Committee and Minority Caucus Budgets. Mr. Reinholz to explain.
Madam Chair, back in January, the Rules Committee adopted minimal budgets for the committees, which is the normal practice that the House has used. And now what we're asking you to do here is to adopt budgets for the committees that will last for the next, they'll operate for the next 2 years.
Representative Freiberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There's no sort of before and after. I'm just wondering if these are all identical numbers to where they were, or if there are any changes, either positive or negative.
Mr. Reinholz?
Madam Chair, these are not necessarily the same as they were in the past. In fact, some committees are actually different. So there's not any real apples comparison here, no.
Representative Pinto.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just wondering, is there a typo on lines 12 and 13 that committee budgets expire March of 2015? I guess I'm confused about that reference. Maybe I'm just not understanding it. But
Mr. Reinholz?
that's obviously is an error there, and I'm trying to remember what was the original amount or the original date that we should have there. And obviously, this budgets go through the end of calendar year 2016, so that should be 2017 because we'd use 90 days that we can make payments after the end. Excuse me.
Mr. Reinholds, March 15th, 2017 then?
Yes, that'd be good.
Representative Albright, would you move that?
I would make an oral amendment on line 13 of the 2015-R20 amendment to read then striking 2015 and inserting 2017.
Okay. We will just incorporate that amendment. Representative Pinto.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And then the other question is just how is this affected by the, I know there was the 5% decrease in the overall budget for the House, and are these in general sort of 5% less? How did that affect this? I really haven't tracked that so closely, so apologies.
Mr. Reinholds.
Madam Chair, I can't answer exactly directly how that does affect that, but I can tell you that the budget for 13 and 14 was $287,000, so this budget at $258,500 is below the 13-14 budget.
Representative Thiessen?
Yeah, Madam Chair, I think when we get to the state government bill later tonight, there actually is an increase in the funding, so,
okay,
which is why we're able to raise salaries, too.
Correct. Yep. And thank you for the finding the error, Representative Pinto. Any other discussion on the R20 amendment?
As amended, Madam Chair.
As amended. All those in favor of the R20 amendment as amended, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion is adopted. We will go into recess if we do need to come back. So, committee in recess.